I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your own program, The Muslim Lady.
Yeah, The Muslim Lady. I love this program. Razia Najafi is here too.
And it's me, Farman Ali Masumi. Today also we are continuing our very interesting topic about hijab. So Razia.
Yeah, I have a very interesting question that it's truly I'm just wondering about it, that how come Lady Fatima Zahra salamu alayha, once when a blind man came with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit her house, so how come she was covering herself from him? He was a blind guy.
One day, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to visit his beloved daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamu alaiha, and a companion was with Holy Prophet. Actually, a blind companion. So, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached when he reached the house door of the house of Hazrat Fatima Zahra. He knocked, and Lady Fatima salamu alaiha said. When she realized that Holy Prophet is there and our companion is with the Holy Prophet, she said, please, oh Father, please allow me. I will put on my hijab first, then I'll open the door. Then Holy Prophet, after a while, she opened the door and they came inside. The Holy Prophet said, oh my beloved daughter, this man is blind. This companion is blind. He can't see you. Then what amazing answer the Fatima Zahra salamu alayha gave, you know? Yeah, she said, oh my father, he cannot see me. He is blind, but I can see him. I have eyes. So he has the sense of smell. So he can smell my fragrance. So here hijab means not only covering, hijab means keeping yourself away from ana mahram. You know, by covering your body and even by removing your fragrance and all those attractive things.
Oh, yeah. So first of all, like exactly. Yeah. So I'm taking one very positive message from this very interesting story that, you know, our lady used to wear perfume at home. She was always well dressed. You know, that means she's not well in hijab in inside the house. Inside the house, woman is free. You know, she's, you know, well-dressed, well...
she can do full makeup.
Exactly. Yeah. And full of fragrance too. So now when mahram is coming, even although if he's an blind guy, still Bibi is saying that, you know, that person cannot see, but he can smell. Yeah, so there are so many senses. Yeah. Senses. So it shows that not only you have to cover your head or body, because the way you talk, the way you smile, the way you smell, the way, you know, you look, everything has a, you know, a kind of effect.
Not only your sight should have hijab.
Exactly.
Your other senses also, especially touching, especially, you know, feelings, fragrance. All these senses also are involved, and Islam says you should keep away. Ana mahram should not understand your, you know, feel your fragrance, your aroma. And even the heat of your body also, even.
Yeah, I think they're the hadith, if Namahram is sitting on a chair. So if he or if she gets up, you shouldn't sit straight after him or her. Yeah, so nice. Wow. So I think Islam is very, very sensitive in this area. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, especially in Western environments, they are taking it very, very easy. So, but we have to understand that this is something really important.
Yeah, Islam wants, you know, a wife or a husband purely, you know, indulge with his spouse and with her spouse, not with others.
Yeah.
So Islam wants a very healthy family, very, you know, spiritually,
mentally, worldly, mentally. I think this hijab goes in the benefit of women. You know, practically, I think that, you know, if you are in an environment of hijabis, so you feel more secure, like your husband or even your other man, like even brother, you feel that, oh, they are safe in safe environment. But if you go to, if you mingle with so many, you know, like the people, they are not observing hijab, so you don't feel that comfortable environment. Like me as a wife, I'm more in peace if other women are, and including myself, if we are observing hijab. So the benefit and that peace goes to me. You know, I'm the one who's taking the benefit.
So unfortunately, nowadays, men also, unfortunately, they, you know, become obstacle for their wives to have their own hijab.
Really? How?
Yeah. For example, they don't marry with a, you know, hijabi woman, or they
What is the reason?
I don't know, because of self-esteem or
and the pressure of complex culture.
Or pressure of culture, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's against his nature.
His nature.
Ghairat is there, you know.
He has even ghairat, but because of the culture, because of the traditions, because of, you know, the other things, they want to expose their wives and their
they
daughters
be,
to the society.
They want to be in the society, not out of the society. Yeah, but you know, I love the way whenever Lady Fatma Zahra Salamullah Alayha, she would do this kind of extraordinary reaction. Like her reaction in front of blind guy was something out of norm. Therefore, our Prophet was also astonished. He said, "What are you doing, my daughter?" So then, therefore, he said, "Fatima to bid'atun."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The famous hadith, which everybody knows about Fatima to Zahra.
So this is a beautiful title and award which she has taken after having all those amazing reaction like hijab, the utmost hijab. So Fatima is part of me. You know, when Prophet used to get so much delighted by her reactions or actions or attributes, he would say this kind of ahadith.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Although Islam encourages a lady, a woman, to cover his hijab or take care of her hijab, but Islam encourages to mingle in the society, work in the society.
In a healthy environment.
Healthy environment. And welfare works, she can do her business, she can do her job. But with all the limits.
Exactly.
Those
limits are healthy and more beneficial for women.
For women, for family, for
I think women get more the most comfort by those sharia. You know, sharia is just comforting her maybe more than men. You know, in some areas, I think. Because nowadays, nowadays you can see that women are in the pressure of their, you know, like perfection of outer beauty.
Yeah.
You know, their time, money, energy, everything is just for showing off.
Always there in headache pressure, and pressure. How should I look?
Yeah, much pressure.
Should I wear this dress?
Yeah,
should I
every
use this
day.
Should I use
and
this
head
color?
To toe. Like, you know, one of the answer which I give to myself is that, you know, why there's a difference between hijab of men and women? Because men, if you take him to salon, so his beauty he would do is very limited. Yeah, you know, something about skin or a little bit hair and some. But if when it comes to women, ya Allah, you know, from head, the shoes of women, the heels, everything. So because she's the manifesting the beauty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because she has more beauty, so therefore she has to cover more, you know. Like, and I love the hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It says, Zakatul Jamal al-Ifaf. You know, like wow, everything has zakat. If you have extra money, you have to give zakat. Yeah, you purify your homes. You know, you have to give something out of that. If you have knowledge, you have to give zakat. Yeah, so the same way, if you have beauty.
Zakat of knowledge is, you know, you have to spread it.
Exactly, you don't keep it. Yeah. So if you have a beauty attraction more than men, so you are giving more zakat, they are giving less zakat. So it's a justice. It's a beautiful fair, yeah? So we can understand that why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks like that.
So we were saying that our Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha and other, you know, holy ladies, other the wives of our Aimma, they would mingle with society, even with men. Even as you mentioned one of our programs that Imam or Aima would encourage their wives and daughters to go to the companions and solve their problems, their ahkam. They would ask their families and their daughters and their wives. So it shows even our Aima, they were not obstacle in front of their wives and
they can be very productive in their society. And they can serve the society by their skills, whatever skills they have. Exactly. So they are not just bound in four walls of their house, you know, just restricted to one specific place. No, I just love the way Sayyida Nafisa, she is the daughter-in-law of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And, you know, she was the teacher of Imam Shafi'i or so many men. And like men, they used to come and take hadith and some advices of Prophet and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam from Sayyida Nafisa. And also, if you remember, Lady Hamida, the wife of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Aba Basir, one of the very, very
famous companion
of Imam Sadiq. So Imam Sadiq's companion, Aba Basir, he says, I went to visit Lady Hamida. And I asked her that what Imam Sadiq said, you know, what was his will before his shahada, his martyrdom, his death. So I was just thinking, how come Aba Basir is asking directly from the wife of Imam Sadiq? In that time, there were so many men like Imam Kazim alayhi salam, you know. But still, there were so many men were available. But Aba Basir is asking from Lady Hamida. And the famous hadith, you know, about as-salah, about prayers, that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, if you don't pray on time, if you don't give importance to prayer, then you will not get our intercession. So that hadith was narrated by Lady Hamida.
Amazing. So thank you so much. We enjoyed a lot.
Me too.
Hope our listeners too.
Yeah, I'm
Until
sure.
Next program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
My modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He's the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes, so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.